response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Alvin, CLO, and Tara Holt. Alvin writes, my girlfriend and I moved into a house that her mom owns. The house needs repairing, and I offered to do the work gradually. But her mom refuses to help us pay for the supplies and a licensed plumber. It's her house, so is that too much to ask?
Well, see, bro, if you'd have moved in and you're not paying rent, you got to make some type of contribution. You know, you're talking about it's her house, but you're living in it. See, you can't, you know, sometimes, bros, listen, man, when you get a gift, you got to return the favor. Mm-hmm. And you know what has really helped me in my life? I don't expect nothing to be free. Nothing.
Yeah.
Once you live your life with that expectation that somebody ought to give me something, I ought to benefit from this, I ought to get free, you're going to make a world of disappointment. Now, you didn't say that you had to pay rent there. You just said we moved into this house and it needs repair and I volunteered to repair it. Okay, then make a contribution to the ability to live there. I'm pretty sure. Now, if you were paying rent, then the owner has an obligation. That's understood. But if you're in there for free, bro, go on and get to making a contribution. Just make a contribution.
For real? Yeah. Living in your girlfriend's mama house. Pay for the mama, sir.
For the mom to do that. That's craziness.
Yeah, you know, and I try not to talk too hard to these young cats today because they get offended. They fight against the laws of manhood. because they tell me out there, man, that's an old school OG. They don't do that no more, Unc. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. That's the problem that I can't keep beating them over the head with it because then you old fashioned. Well, okay, bro. No, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Moving on. Times are different, Steve. Moving on to Jawanda in Baltimore. Jawanda writes, on vacation, my husband urinated in the hot tub while I was in there with him. He said it was like peeing in the pool, but to me, it's a lot nastier. He won't apologize to me, so I haven't had sex with him for 3 weeks. Am I overreacting?
As you should.
Nasty.
You should have did that. No, you can't do that, man. Come on.
Yeah.
It's like peeing in the pool. Bro, you...
No.
You're in a hot tub.
Why do you
want to
pee in the pool? What is this?
Well, that's common. Yeah.
Well, let's just say you want to use that as an argument. Mm-hmm. That pool pee got a lot more places to go.
Yes.
That hot tub pee bubbling.
You know, it flow that in, you know, it dissipates better. Poop. The hot tub with everything right here.
Right here where we are. Ew.
And it's hot. It ain't exactly killing germs. It's hot.
Bacteria.
Yeah. Man, he was completely out of line. He was completely out of line.
Yeah. So, no, ew. She wasn't overreacting.
Nobody wants you to pee on them. That's their skin.
What's going on?
How you don't see this, dog?
Times are different,
but
Steve.
See, right there, man, even to have to explain that to a guy that think that's okay, now I'm wrong for that.
Hey, does that apply what the young guy said to you in the first one? That's old school, Steve. Does that apply to
Yeah, that's old school, dog. You can pee on people now.
No, not over here you can't.
Bro, what?
What?
Out.
Yeah, it's just nasty. All right, moving on to, thank you, CLO, to Chris in Orlando. Chris writes, my neighbor stopped at the corner store to get a lottery ticket, and she called to see if I wanted one. I told her yes, and I told my girlfriend that my neighbor is so thoughtful. The lady is at least 25 older than I am, but my girlfriend still got mad. She hates me talking to any female besides her. Is this normal?
Oh, I'm thinking they hit the lottery.
Cool dog.
You wanted a jackpot.
Yeah.
Hey. What?
See, bruh, it ain't your girlfriend's fault on this one. You got to stop telling everything. Shut your mouth. Well, why'd you tell it?
That she was so thoughtful.
Yeah, why share that?
Is that a bad thing to share?
Wow.
As you can see,
to your girlfriend. Yeah, about another one.
She's so thoughtful.
She's so thoughtful, she asked, well, why is she thinking of you?
Right. Mm. You know that's what I would have said. Why you and her thoughts all the time?
25 years older. All right. So it's not...
Let me tell you something. That 25 years older don't mean nothing.
You got that right. Nothing. Not today.
Not yesterday either.
All right. Last one, Steve. Diamond in Chattanooga. Diamond writes, my husband can't sleep at night, so he wakes up and turns the TV on, and that wakes me up. I yelled at him the other night, and he told me to go sleep in the other room. So I did. How long should I stay in the other room and punish him?
Wow. A lot of punishment going on the show this morning.
Yeah,
a lot of CLO
going on.
Yeah.
But, bro, if you can't sleep and you turn on TV, why don't you go in the other room where the TV is?
Yeah, why? You made your wife.
Man, you don't wake your wife up, man. That's once again. See, if I talk to these guys.
That's old school.
Men. Okay, I'm tired of y'all. Men, just be men. If you wake up in the night and you can't sleep, get up, go in the living room, go in the den, go in the kitchen, wherever you got another TV. You can't wake your girl up. It's inconsiderate. Yeah. It's just flat out inconsistent.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Consider it. You're the one that can't sleep. What you waking her up for?
Right.
And
right.
Then,
dog, just man up. I'm tired of it. I'm going to call if you want. Yeah, I'm old. And hopefully one day you'll get to be old, and maybe then you'll have some sense.
Wow. Yeah, this... Wow.
He made her get into bed. Girl!
And then for married couples not to sleep together for 3 weeks, that's dangerous, I think, for the marriage.
Well, if you're peeing in the hot tub, then I understand it.
That's not the same couple.
That's different.
I know it ain't, but still, I'm still on that.
Mentality is the same mentality.
I'm still on the nasty.
Yeah. But what do you think about that, Steve? Shouldn't married couples sleep together? It gets dangerous as the longer you stay apart.
Well, look, if y'all out of town for the marriage, something, you might miss 3 weeks. But you know. But if you're not sleeping me for a 3 week punishment,
for punishment.
But see, I can't let 3 weeks go in my house without fixing the situation. Mm-hmm. You can't out not speak her. I can tell you that right now.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.